Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain mostly sunny with a high near 81, calm wind. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early evening. Mostly sunny with a high near 82. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, a conservative law group is threatening a lawsuit against the city of La Crosse if it finalizes its ban on conversion therapy, according to a letter that was shared with the La Crosse Tribune, used here with permission from the Tribune. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, also known as WILL, sent a letter to the La Crosse Common Council on Monday claiming its ban on conversion therapy is unconstitutional and illegal, quoting, "If it receives definitive approval in its present form or substantial equivalent, the city can expect a lawsuit," the letter reads. The City Council previously approved the ban in June, but last month the ordinance was brought back to the drawing board in an attempt to strengthen the language from potential lawsuits. Through a spokesperson, Mayor Mitch Reynolds told the Tribune that because the ban is not currently in place, there can be no litigation. But when asked, he did not offer any comments on his stance on the potential ban. While the ban is currently paused, if ultimately approved, it would make it illegal to perform conversion therapy on minors in the city of La Crosse. Conversion therapy is a widely discredited practice that attempts to change a person's sexual identity or gender orientation and has been shown to be harmful to members of the LGBTQ community. Will's letter claims the ordinance violates free speech, saying the city is discriminating against a specific viewpoint. The group took issue with a part of the ordinance that states it is illegal to try to change behaviors or the gender expression of an individual, but it allows counseling that supports someone going through gender transition. As currently written, the ordinance makes conversion therapy illegal on all levels in the city, including as performed by parents or religious leaders. The city and supporters of the ban have cited that most major medical and psychological groups around the world have discredited conversion therapy and studies that show conversion therapy can cause harm, especially to LGBTQ youth. Will also says what the ordinance considers conversion therapy is too broad, saying it appears, quote, drafted to cast as wide a net as possible, end quote. The group points to religious sermons and conversations parents have with children as potential gray areas within the ordinance. The group also claims that the city does not have the authority to regulate the issue of conversion therapy, saying that it is the role of the state legislature instead. Again, information for this report comes in part from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.